910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. It's time.
With an appropriate dialing back of policy restraint, there is good reason to think that the economy will get back to 2% inflation while maintaining a strong labor market.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell announcing rate cuts are coming at the central bank's annual conference. He didn't say when the cut could come, though, or how big it would be. Hours after independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspended his campaign, he was on stage at a rally with former President Trump.
Don't you want to know that the food that you're feeding them is not filled with chemicals that are going to give them cancer and chronic disease?
Kennedy is said to be in talks for a role in a possible Trump administration. The Secret Service has placed at least five agents on modified duty in response to the assassination attempt on Mr. Trump at a rally last month in Butler, Pennsylvania. They include the Secret Service agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office. A search continues for a suspect in a deadly knife attack in Germany. This is ABC News. Botching surgery when you're not a surgeon.
Prosecutors here in L.A. allege Christian Latorre was impersonating a doctor when he performed cosmetic surgery on a woman in July of 2021. Now charged with assault with a deadly weapon, battery, and practicing medicine without certification, prosecutors say Latorre then treated the woman for infection she got as a result of his illegal surgery. Latorre was arrested this week and, if convicted, could get 10 years in prison. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The U.S. is trying to finalize a Gaza ceasefire deal. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby denying reports brokered talks in Cairo were close to falling apart.
There's been press reporting out there that, you know, they're near collapse. That is not accurate. There has been progress made.
The U.S. is working to tamp down tensions in the region. Investigators are heading to Boulder, Colorado to analyze a freight train derailment. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin Regents have approved mass layoffs at UW-Milwaukee. Nearly three dozen employees will lose their jobs on campus. During a meeting Thursday, Regents said they were put in this position because the UW system doesn't have enough funding from the state. Often tenured professors are safe from layoffs like this, but state law ended tenure protections in 2015. The employees work in the College of General Studies, which will close next summer. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Moen said cutting these positions is necessary, even though the Faculty Senate voted against it. And the FDA has signed off on new COVID-19 boosters. Spread of the virus is at its highest summer peak since 2022. The new boosters from Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech will roll out soon. The CDC recommends everyone over age 5 get a COVID booster and a flu shot. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers break camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had their final training camp practice in a joint session with the Baltimore Ravens. Jordan Love made some nice completions, but was also intercepted.
They're a really good defense. I mean, I think they ended the last year one of the best in the league. So they're really good, and it's a great test for us on offense. And obviously, I mean, I think after last week at Denver practice, you know, it wasn't our best performance. So we definitely wanted to bounce back. And I think, you know, we did a good job of doing that.
The two teams face each other tomorrow at noon for their final preseason game at Lambeau. Lambeau Field. Baseball tonight, the Brewers in Oakland to face the A's. The Crew losing to the Cardinals yesterday, 3-0 in St. Louis. Pat Murphy asked why he pulled Freddy Peralta after five scoreless innings pitched.
He threw a good breaking ball. He just missed with it a lot. I thought he was good. Five innings of shutout. Only two hits, I think. And you can say what you want. The pitch count got up there, and I'm not interested in him keep going 100-plus when, you know, he's got a lot of big starts left.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Slight storm chance Saturday night. Sunny, hot and humid Sunday, a high in the mid 80s. Hot and humid again on Monday, storms Monday night. It's 69 degrees right now.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the presidential race is now set and underway for the kind of 10-week ride we sure weren't expecting a month ago.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake at the Fair. I'm really awake at the fair. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chuzhunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we're here at the fair. You can see the other camera is our store here, and Mike is on. Michael looks like he's on break here, reading a few emails, getting back
to people.
Hey,
shout out, Micah.
Hey, Haley just shouted you out. Micah, give a wave to our fans out there.
Yeah, everyone come see our live stream. Live streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and AM950's Facebook.
Yeah, right on. So, you know, today's been a really good day. A lot of people out here again. It's pretty amazing. Store's doing well. Come on by and come by and say hi. And I've already talked to a lot of people, Haley, and it's really been fun. Seen some former students. So it's a great Minnesota get together. I just came up with that.
Yeah, really. I've never heard of that before.
yeah, definitely. But yeah. Come on by, and it's really always good to see people and listen to the show and listen to Civic Media, AM 950, and all our other outputs, as you mentioned. Hey, there's a couple things we wanted to talk about before we get State Senator Mary Kunish on, and one of them is our friend with big guitars. There's always a misnomer, Haley.
Yes, we got to shout out Vig Guitars and our good friend Angie Vig. Vig Guitars just won another Gold Minnesota's Best Award for 2024. This is adding to their collection of one other gold and two silver awards. Vig Guitars, the Player's Store, has been around for about 10 years now. Vig Guitars is indigenous, female-owned, and they specialize in repairs and custom hand-wound pickups. You can check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Vig Guitars or in-house at 595 Snelling Avenue, St. Paul, which is really, really close to the state fairgrounds.
So if you're coming from different parts of the state or different states, come on by to Vig's on your way to the fair and tell them Haley sent you.
Hey, tell them, yeah, Native Roots Radio sent them. And yeah, Vig Guitars, they're just, you know, really, Angie's so great. And Angie Vig is all over the community and just doing really amazing work. And yeah, they sell more than just, you know, body guitars and checkups on guitars, but accessories as well. So if you have a musician or guitar player that you know of, friend or relative, they have some good gifts to pick up for them as well.
Well, and also too, on Saturday, we want to talk about that. On Saturday, it's I know every day is Indigenous Day here on Native Roots Radio, but it will be Indigenous Day at the State Fair on Sunday, and we'll be excited to see everybody and then come everybody rush the store.
Yes, yes, yes. So Indigenous Peoples Day at the Minnesota State Fair will be hosted again this year by NATIFS, which is North American Traditional Indigenous Food Systems, in Dan Patch Park at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds on Sunday, August 25th. Their main stage programming runs from 9 to 5 p.m., which will include musical entertainment, food education, displays of Indigenous culture. Plus, Natives will have over a dozen organizations from around our Native community joining all day with interactive activities and providing information and resources. Want to shout out some of our sponsors that will be out there on Indigenous Peoples Day. That includes NACD, Native American Community Development Institute, and NAC, Native American Community Clinic. So be sure to stop by their booths.
Yes, definitely. And we'll be there and we'll be hanging out. And maybe your Jaji will be out there too, and we can start a round dance or something.
Yeah, like the little family reunion at the State Fair, another get together.
Yeah, a great get together. So Haley, I know we only got a couple minutes here and we're going to have the state senator on. I'm still really excited about the DNC, really excited about the polls coming in, and I've seen very few, but I'm always kind of taken aback here at the fair. I see a few like air, what are they called? Fans that say they don't like walls. And it's just like, oh, yeah, but it's only like, I've only seen a few, like, and then every time I go up to the Democratic Farmers Labor booth up there, there's tons and tons and tons of people just meandering around buying swag and feeling good. So we're not trying to be negative about things, and we're trying to keep positive. And I really like what Kamala, the Vice President Harris, said last night about, you know, wanting everybody to be involved. You know, it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican or anything like that. So that's a good way to start it. She also mentioned Israel. I don't know if you saw that, Israel, and she also mentioned Palestine. And so we were kind of on pins and needles when she said that she supported Israel. And then we were kind of going, and.
Yeah, waiting for it.
Right.
Yeah, finally she said something.
Yeah, and she has said things, but it was good to have it in contents and good to say it straight out like that. So
yeah, that's
we're
true.
Really excited. Yeah, I'm still... people are going, weren't you at the DNC? And I go, yeah, I was only there for a couple of days, and then I came back. You know,
just so the world traveler.
They think I'm all over the place, but really I'm sleeping half the time when I'm all over the place.
Well, hey, you're an elder. Who can blame you?
Right.
Can you tell, where is Native Roots Trading Post located at the Minnesota State Fair?
So where the sky and the earth merge.
Okay.
Oh, no, wait. Okay. Wait, we're down in the West End.
West End Market.
Yeah, West End Market. And if you ever seen that old, it's a windmill, and I'm looking at it right now, and it's about, I'd say, 20 yards away. So if you're right next to the history building, you take a hard right heading towards, I would say, southwest, oh. And you'll run right into us, right?
So. Yeah. So, I need a GPS around there.
Yeah, well, I'll drop you a pin.
Oh, perfect. We did put up a map on Native Roots Radio and Native Roots Trading Post Instagram and Facebook. We circled where the Trading Post booth was, so that might be helpful for people.
So it'll be helpful for me when I get older too. So keep that in the file so I can look it up.
I will. I'll be using it next week.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can come together and leave together.
Hey, yeah, I need my fried pickles. Easier.
Yeah, they're right down the street. And it's funny how old I am. I saw a former student of mine who is the head of, a former student of mine. And she has a daughter who's probably the age that she was when I met her as a high school student working at the pickle store.
Wow. The best booth to work at for food.
Yeah. Did you work there?
No, I've never worked a food booth at the state fair, but I've heard many stories.
Well, you can, when you come out, you can kind of like hand out some stuff.
I will. I look forward to it.
Listen to the music here. Oh, wow.
I think it's a commercial time.
Right on. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and listen to the music. Oh, wow, at the fair. Sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey everyone, this is Ellie Krug, the host of Ellie 2.0 Radio Podcast. I'm here to remind you about the Carver County Pride Festival on Saturday, August 31st, from 11 a.m. to 6. The festival will take place at the Carver County Fairgrounds in Waconia. It's a family-friendly event for all ages. We'll have face painting for the kids, yoga, live music, drag bingo, and more than 50 vendor booths. The event is free, so please come. Check out the Pride Festival on August 31 in Waconia by Googling Carver County Pride Festival 2024. I hope to see you there.
Everyone likes a litter-free ride on Metro Transit buses and trains, so pitch in. Take pride in your ride and take your trash off with you when you get off at your stop. You'll find trash bins at every Metro station. Want to help clean up transit stops in your neighborhood? Join the hundreds who volunteer to adopt a stop and keep it picked up. Learn more at metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop. That's metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop.
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your health care provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Hey, we're here with State Senator Mary Kunish, and wish you were here, State Senator. I know you like the fair, and I'm here at the fair, and it's a beautiful day at the fair, and good to see you on our fun Friday.
Hey, Mataki Ape, everybody. Yes, I'm really jealous of you being down there this evening already, but I have a couple of days that I am planning on being down there, so not to worry. I know that Sunday is Indigenous Peoples Day at the State Fair, and I'm going to start off my morning by hanging out in the Education Building for a couple of hours at the Senate booth. I don't know how many of you come out and visit the legislators at the fair, but in the Education Building in the far back, we have the House and the Senate booths. And we try to staff that with at least two of our members all the time. Some of our staff is there at all times. You can ask all kinds of questions to your legislator or somebody else's legislator. And there's always a questionnaire. It's almost like filling out a ballot. So there are a bunch of questions for Minnesotans like, should we make cursive writing mandatory again? Should we pass an ERA statement into our state constitution? Should, you know, back in the day, should the blueberry muffin be our state muffin? So those are the kind of questions that they come up with. I haven't seen the list yet of our questions for this year, but Sunday morning from 10 to noon, I will be at that booth. So I hope you folks, the early bird state fair people, come and stop in and say hello.
Well, I will definitely. I'm off work. I won't be working the fair again until Monday, Tuesday. So maybe I can stop up there and talk to you.
That would be good. I'm sure you've got some burning questions for our legislator.
No, I'm kind of on cloud nine right now, so I have to wait for that to settle down. But I'm really, really been excited this past week. As you probably know, State Senator, I was at the DNC for 2 days, and that was electric. And we got to see, I got to be at home to see the walls and also the vice president's speech, among others. And we're ready to rock and roll.
I think a lot of people are. Last night I was at a watch party up in Coon Rapids with the Senate district up there. They invited me to join them and say a few words. And honestly, so very excited for this prospect of having a Black, Asian president. And then, of course, somebody like our own Governor Walz to partner with her. And I really do think they are going to be a great, great partnership. The energy between the two of them and that they expose is just, it's kind of electric. And like you said, you were on cloud nine. I thought that was maybe because you're now a grandpa. But things are really moving along. And when I checked in while you were all talking about the uncommitted group that was staked out in front of the DNC, I know they had some real hopes to be able to make a statement or to, you know, plead their case, which didn't happen. But I know that they didn't give up, and they were constant outside the building trying to influence our soon-to-be president and vice president to do something real, you know. And I think what the biggest request is to stop selling arms to Israel, and then, of course, to make sure we get that ceasefire.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's common sense, and we need to. What's really cool, though, I believe, and we've witnessed that with our governor, is that we're able to push him in a good way, where if we were having somebody else as president, you know, I remind everyone, the second day that Trump was president, he okayed the Dakota Access Pipeline. The second day.
I know. Yeah, we can't forget those kind of things when, you know, and as an elected official, we are always coming under criticism for this or for that. Sometimes things we have no control over, or, you know, that's not our area of expertise, and folks expect us to be experts on everything when they want to talk about it, when it's their issue. But I think one of the most important things that I appreciate is learning from everybody and hearing all of these issues. There are things I have no idea about. I was at a class reunion last weekend, don't even ask me how many years, and an old classmate kind of started, you know, getting into me about how we don't put any money into aviation. And I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. This guy's a pilot. Long story short, he wants the legislature to give more money for more hangars at the small courts. And I'm like, I really have no knowledge or expertise, information about that. Come and talk to me. Come and talk to your own legislator. So in this instance, with the uncommitted at the DNC, I think that they were doing a heck of a lot of education. And I know our Ilhan Omar, who supports our ticket for president and vice president, was out there showing her empathy and her support. And she herself, of course, is a refugee herself and experienced it. And I think I've told you that my kids are, their dad is Lebanese. And so a couple of them were in Lebanon one summer when all hell broke out in Beirut and they had to be evacuated. And, you know, just trying to get them evacuated from the United States, you know, they, thank heavens they had a cell phone to call, but they were back and forth from the mountains to the beach, trying to get to the port to get on a boat, a U.S. boat, to get them out of there. I can't even imagine. I mean, I think back with the panic I was in. I can't even imagine what it's like for people that are living it day after day, and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people have been killed on both sides. And we do need a ceasefire. It just has to stop.
Yeah, and I think I read somewhere that 70%, at least 70%, were for ceasefire. So, again, the Democratic Party is right in line, and we just need to keep on talking about it. And, again, if the Republicans were in office, there's no way we're pivoting. We're ending up, you know, not having a voice and not being heard. So that's what's important, too. People like yourself learning. When your constituents come, and it seems like the last couple of weeks we've talked a lot about that, not you and I, but just generally in the show, that how important it is and how civic-minded it is to come see your legislator at the Capitol, and that you guys put on your pants the same way as everyone, one leg at a time, you know?
Yep, we're pretty regular people in a lot of ways, so... Again, come see us at the state fair, back to the state fair. You know, every day there are legislators, both from the House and the Senate, that are scheduled to be there and be at your beck and call. And please stop in and say hello to us in the education building.
Yeah, that's fun. And I know you've told me about that. I ran up there yesterday a little late, and then I went to the food building and got something to eat. But it's always great to go up to that building, and there's a lot of things going on there, but go see your senators and representatives. That's what it's for. And go see State Senator Mary Kunish.
Definitely on Sunday, 10 to 2.
Right.
And then
on.
I get to take a tour of the dairy, all you can eat, the milk you can drink booth, and then I'll see the behind the scenes there, and then get a tour of the dairy, you know, the ice cream area there, and the behind the scenes of the Princess K of the Milky Way area. So that'll be kind of fun, you know. For 2 years I actually worked in the dairy building, supervising what? Kids. Yep. Supervising kids in the evening. It was when I just started teaching and needed some extra money. And I do the late shift and go in there and eat all the ice cream I wanted, all the dairy products that they brought in and kept in the cooler. And one of the fun things is that different vendors switch their product. So we could get a big bucket of cookies and hand out a little bit of ice cream. I don't know if they still do that, but it was pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, I, truth be told, State Senator, that was one of my stops last night, and I had a chocolate malt right out of there. And also, this is how old I am. I remember all you could drink milk for 5 cents, and we were appalled when it went up to 15.
Yeah. Yeah, those were the days. I'm sure, Robert, you went to the fair, and Haley, I don't know about you as a kid, but in my family, you had to be 13 years old and you had to have your own money. And my dad would haul us all down. You know, there are tons of us in the family. And we'd spend the day at the fair. We'd check in every so often. But we had to have our own money, and we had to be old enough to take care of ourselves. And so when those prices...
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. It's time.
With an appropriate dialing back of policy restraint, there is good reason to think that the economy will get back to 2% inflation while maintaining a strong labor market.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell announcing rate cuts are coming at the central bank's annual conference. He didn't say when the cut could come, though, or how big it would be. Hours after independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. suspended his campaign, he was on stage at a rally with former President Trump.
Don't you want to know that the food that you're feeding them is not filled with chemicals that are going to give them cancer and chronic disease?
Kennedy is said to be in talks for a role in a possible Trump administration. The Secret Service has placed at least five agents on modified duty in response to the assassination attempt on Mr. Trump at a rally last month in Butler, Pennsylvania. They include the Secret Service agent in charge of the Pittsburgh field office. A search continues for a suspect in a deadly knife attack in Germany. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The four hotel workers arrested in the death of Devante Mitchell have pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors allege they pinned Mitchell to the ground in June. He later died. The defendants include two security workers, a front desk employee, and a bellhop. They're charged with felony murder. They each face up to almost 16 years in prison if convicted. All four defendants are expected back in court October 15th. And a Wisconsin company scored a huge new military contract. Here's Lisa Hale.
Oshkosh Defense has awarded a $1.54 billion five-year contract to build new and refurbished heavy tactical vehicles and trailers for the U.S. Army. Oshkosh Defense has produced over 71,000 heavy tactical vehicles for the United States and other nations. The Army can start buying vehicles from Oshkosh Defense on the contract this month.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, if you're a Denzel Washington fan like I am, this is not very good news. He might be mulling retirement. The two-time Oscar winner says there were very few films or roles left that he would be interested in. Variety reports that Washington, who stars in Ridley Scott's Gladiator 2, said the film was one of the few left that interested him. Washington and Scott previously collaborated on 2007's American Gangster. Paramount says Gladiator 2 is set to open in theaters November 2nd of this year. Actress Jane Fonda had red flags all over Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez's brief marriage. The Hollywood icon said, "If your relationship is mostly taking time to post pictures of yourselves kissing all the time, then it is more about performing a relationship than actually living one." The 86-year-old Oscar winner said she knew the relationship would not work out. No offense, Jane, but saying a Hollywood couple isn't going to work out is not exactly roulette odds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer, and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Slight storm chance Saturday night. Sunny, hot, and humid Sunday, a high in the mid 80s. Hot and humid again on Monday, storms Monday night. It's 69 degrees right now.
I know I'm ready to start my opioids recovery journey because I've got courage, support, and meds. Yeah, meds. See, opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, kind of like heart disease or diabetes. And now, there are effective meds out there that work to curb the cravings. And, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I found out that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Learn how medications can help you, too, at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Brian Kennedy of Glendale.
I've heard Republicans say this is a coup. Nobody voted for Kamala Harris. Yeah, when I voted for Joe Biden in the primaries, I was voting for Kamala Harris to be his vice presidential running mate. In this case, Joe Biden stepped aside. We nominated Kamala Harris.
I think it's a little bit like the Dodgers complaining that the Braves starting pitcher who injured his shoulder yesterday isn't starting today.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Crude and Dom.
Dom and Crude return on Monday after doing double duty at the DNC last week. They'll have a recap of the convention as well as analysis of all the events that happened over the weekend.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we're here at the fair, and also we are here with our friend State Senator Mary Kunish, and we're talking about a lot of good things. And I always love Friday and talking to you, State Senator, because you always have a great positive spin on things, you know, and that's probably from your teaching days and also with your big family, and it's who you are. So I really appreciate you.
Yeah, I find, you know, it's that old saying, you get more with honey than vinegar, but you know, times are always tough. We're always going to have a lot of challenges, and you can let yourself get dragged down and mucked down into those, but find a way to work towards something positive, you know, to find a good way out of the issue at hand. And, you know, a lot of times you can do it. You can, if you just keep a positive attitude. And I think we saw that positive attitude for the last 4 or 5 days in Chicago, that's for sure.
Well, and two, I think not only because of Governor Walz, but like the work you have done in Minnesota, along with the other legislators and the governor and the lieutenant governor, have really amplified what's going on nationally. And I really believe that, you know, they're talking about the bills that you passed and he signed, like free lunch, all over the nation. And people are going, that makes so much sense. And why don't we do this? And other bills too, State Senator.
100%. You know, thanks for saying that and for recognizing the work of the legislators, because, you know, we need a governor that is on our side, that has the same priorities and values and goals. And Governor Walz was our guy. You know, that we didn't always agree with everything that he did. He didn't always agree with all of our legislature, but he was willing to learn, just like we were talking about where we were coming from. And he would listen to the people who were advocating for this legislation. And we legislators, even though we have the majority Democrat in Minnesota, we still differ and had to work really hard to continue to get each other to recognize the value in certain pieces of legislation. And it's the legislators that get those bills passed on the floor, trying to get Republicans and others to join us in our legislation. And then at the end of the day, we send it to the governor and he can say yay or nay right there. He can stop it or he can continue moving it on into reality. And he did that. He did that with school lunches, no cost breakfast or lunch for any of our students. Ethnic studies. He addressed book banning, which is near and dear to my heart as a library media specialist for so long. And there were times where he had to send some of those bills back to us and say, you need to keep working on that. And I think that that's the kind of leadership that we're going to see out in D.C. But I do appreciate giving us a shout out and giving us the credit for the hard work that we do. And we do it during the interim, even though we're not a full-time legislature, we're always working and looking out for what's best for our constituents and the state.
Yeah, yes, you are. And I thought of you and colleagues, but I really thought of you when the governor spoke about we're teachers, we get things done. And
yes.
Then also State Senator, we'll talk about that in a second, but also what he talked about doing the lunch. I don't know if you've ever done lunch. I did one trimester, and that was enough lunch duty.
It's lunch duty can be, it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let me just be clear. You know, you've got kids that have terrible manners, no manners, kids that won't eat, kids that are looking for everybody's food to eat, trading their lunches, arguing. But then you see some really great things happening, the relationships that develop over the years, you know, even with kids in different classes. You know, it's a huge melting pot of our our student population when you go into the lunchroom. And I would often, not often, but sometimes get called down to help in the lunchroom. And I'd be like, oh, I don't want to go down there, blah, 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 blah. But honestly, what a great way to get to know the kids in your school. And for me, as a library media specialist, I got to know every single kid because they visited my library and I did instruction every week with them. So I could walk in there and know exactly who's who and what's what. And you grow a few gray hairs when every time you walk in and out of that place. So, yeah.
Yeah, only one trimester, and that was early in my career. And it was like, it was just daunting. There was no break for me. That's why it's funny that the governor talked about that, because he did it for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. And I'm going, God bless you.
No,
I did it one trimester.
That was enough, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I kind of have dreams about that. But so getting things done, we're excited. And now the work begins, right? And one of the things that we really want to talk about and keep talking about is not only how important it is for the presidential, but all the down elections from there too. And I don't know how to put it, but that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Right up and down the ticket. This is another election year. As a senator, the senators in Minnesota aren't up for re-election because we have a 4-year cycle, but we have city council, school board, mayors, county commissioners, we have all of our House members, all of them are up for election. And then of course the presidential election. And those are, you know, every single one of those roles plays a part in our community and the well-being of our community, from, you know, city council all the way up to the president's office. And I, you know, I'm always saying this, please get to know or look up who's running for office. You can go to the Secretary of State's website. They have all the candidates listed there. They give you a sample ballot. They have links to the candidates so you can get to know them. And when you find one or two or three or four who you feel really, really do the work that you'd like them to do, or you think they will do the work that you hope they will do, please get out and support them in the best way possible. Campaigns aren't cheap, so donations are always appreciated. Door knocking. I'm going to go out door knocking with Ann Stewart Johnson next Saturday. If anyone wants to join me, she's coming back to the Minnesota Senate. Just love that woman. That's another thing, is when you find a legislator that returns, you know that they are dedicated to the work that they're doing. So ask how you can help. There are a million different ways: writing postcards, making phone calls, door knocking, lit dropping, but we all need the help one way or the other. Not me this time around, but find somebody that you can believe in and get out there and help them in the best way possible.
Yeah, good point. And it was exciting to hear people talk about the $500 million that the vice president has gotten in the last 4 weeks, the $500 million. But also, I believe what the other side is worried about is that all these people that signed up to volunteer and what you're mm-hmm. talking about, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the boots on the ground that really, really makes the difference. And it's amazing what you learn about your community, not just as a candidate, but also as somebody knocking for a candidate. I see neighborhoods I never knew existed. Yeah. I hear issues that I never would have thought about in a million years. And you know, you build that those trusting relationships where if there is a problem, somebody knows that they can go and talk to a legislator about it and they'll listen to the issue. And so it's really that relationship building process. And sometimes it's hard to get yourself dressed and get out there. But every time I do, I come back with another nugget of information or support. Yeah, it's really an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that I would like to talk to you as a constituent of Minnesota State Legislature is really look into the civics class from when they're very young, and we'll get more people engaged, and it won't be how they feel maybe a secret society or whatever, and you're only learning it, half learning it, you know, in one semester your senior year. Let's have that being taught as young as first grade, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're working on those things at the legislature. I'm the chair of education finance. And so we do have an civics requirement for graduation now. And with our social studies and our ethnic studies requirements, all of those things are going to be part of it, because it's not just, like you said, a one and done class. You build on it. You build on understanding how your community works, what is needed, how we can all work together, how we can value each other's history and past and humanity. You don't just learn that in one semester. And I'm really glad you brought that up. Ooh, do you agree with me, Sylvia? Yeah? Do you agree? Yeah, Sylvia, she can hardly wait to get to school.
Yes, and but we'll miss her on Fridays.
Yeah, that's true. It'll be a few years yet, I think. We got to get these girls potty trained so they can get into preschool, you know? That's been our summer goal. Yeah.
Thank you so much, State Senator Mary Kunish. We'll see you Sunday here at the State Fair. Go up and see her at the Education Building, and then come on down to the store and then go see all the Native American stuff. Great
Sunday
to see
is
you.
Indigenous Peoples Day, so there's lots going on. Thank you so much, Whoopi Latanka.
We'll see you. We'll be right back with Wendy Pilot and our sacred animals portion of the show.
Everyone likes a litter-free ride on Metro Transit buses and trains, so pitch in. Take pride in your ride and take your trash off with you when you get off at your stop. You'll find trash bins at every Metro station. Want to help clean up transit stops in your neighborhood? Join the hundreds who volunteer to adopt a stop and keep it picked up. Learn more at metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop. That's metrotransit.org/adopt-a-stop.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
It's back to school time, which means getting back to school ready. One important thing to add to your to-do list this year is making sure your child is up to date on their vaccinations. Getting vaccinated will help your family avoid missing out on school, activities, work, family events, and vacation. Keep your family healthy by talking with your health care provider or visiting our free vaccination clinics in Minneapolis. Visit the City of Minneapolis website and search for vaccine clinics. A message from the Minneapolis Health Department.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
And here's Wendy with the new sacred animals.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Haley. Hey, everybody. My name is Hana Jihihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hana Jinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Today, as everyone knows, I'm sure Robert's been talking about it. He is at the Minnesota State Fair, and we have a little store there in the West End Market called Native Roots Trading Post, and we have lots of good, fun stuff in there. So actually, some of my art is there. I painted a bison, and the bison print is on T-shirts and cards. I also made some jewelry, some beautiful pendants, resin pendants that have native corn and wild rice. When I make these items, I, have a good way of my soul. I feel like good, and I smudge, and I make sure, you know, that I'm making this jewelry in a good way. So yeah, check it out. West End Market, Native Roots Trading Post. A couple of days ago, Robert put up a post on his Facebook page, and I really loved it. I'm going to tell you about it now. A whale was giving birth in False Bay. So False Bay is a bay in the Atlantic Ocean on the south side of the Cape Peninsula in South Africa. And the whale was giving birth, and sharks came, right, to get the baby. But hundreds of dolphins appeared out of nowhere and swam in circles around the whale, keeping her safe and keeping the sharks away. And the dolphins stayed with her until her and her baby were safe. And then the dolphins escorted them both to safety. And I can't say enough about these beautiful, majestic mammals that live in our ocean. They're just something else. So I want to ask everyone to boycott SeaWorld or any other aquarium that keeps these beautiful beings in captivity. Just don't go, and tell people about it. You know, listen, I used to do a lot of stupid things when I didn't know. I did it out of ignorance, but once I learned that I didn't do it anymore. So hopefully I won't continue to do too many more stupid things in my life. Hopefully by this time I've learned a lot, but listen, I'm learning stuff every day. All right, so I've been saving these memes that I found on Facebook that I think are really funny. So for Fun Fact Friday, we will just talk about these funny memes. So here's a couple. It's a dog, two dogs, a wife and a husband dog, and a wife and a husband dog, and they're walking towards each other on the path, and they're meeting up and they're talking. And the wife dog says, we've been married 1 year today. And then the husband whispers to the couple, feels like seven. I thought that was kind of funny. Robert has this joke that he says all the time if we're out and about and people ask us, like, how long have you guys been married? And I'll say, oh, 23 years. And Robert will say, yeah, it feels like 23 minutes underwater. So Robert always says that. He's going to have to come up with new material. The people hearing the joke think it's funny, but I mean, I've heard it a million times already. But anyway, okay, here is a little dog, and he's working in an ice cream shop, and there's a sign that says, got a cone, get a cone free. So there's a dog that's walking in that has a cone on its neck, and he's getting a free ice cream cone, and he's saying, you guys are the best. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cute. This one's kind of funny. So this is a dog in a therapy session, and the dog is laying on the couch, and the therapist says to the dog, have you ever asked her, is it possible she had a reason to go out on that walk without you? And this reminds me of our dog Wanda, you know, because I take her with me so many times. You know, if I could take her wherever I go, I bring her. You know, I mean, she travels on the plane with me back and forth to New York, you know, and I keep her crate in our car set up at all times so that, okay, we're going to pick up Chinese food. All right, Wanda, come on. You know, do you want to go for a ride and come with us? And she just comes, you know. So, you know, I could see Wanda, you know, when I say goodbye to her and I can't take her, she gets really sad. We found out that she goes to the basement and stays down there while we're gone. So we put a bed down there for her. So hopefully she lays in the bed. I don't know. We should set up a camera and see what she does. But if I'm away from the house and I saw her like pacing or being anxious or crying, I think that it would kill me and I have to just come home. Anyway. Here's a cute little meme, and this is a beautiful little kitty cat, and it says, a lot of people are confused by the concept of cat ears. So here's a little guide. 0 to 1 year old, just a little baby. 1 to 3 years old, just a little baby. 4 years to 9 years old, just a little baby. 10 years plus, it's just a little baby. So cats are always just a little baby. I could definitely attest to that. Here's one that says, be like a crow. Collect shiny things. Hop happily down the street for no apparent reason. Whatever you eat, eat with joy. Scream loudly when you see your friends. And Robert and I have a group of crows that visit our house almost daily. And a couple of them will go on the top of our garage roof and squawk really loud. And, you know, Robert will be like, oh, my friends are here. And I'll be like, Robert, the crows are here. And they come and they squawk and we throw out peanuts to them. And a lot of them will take a couple of peanuts in their mouth and fly away. But a few of them will go into the bird bath and drop the peanuts in the bird bath and wet them. And then, you know, you see them like hammering on it to open the shell and eat them right there. They're really, really smart animals. And they say that they could recognize people, you know, once they know who you are, they'll recognize you. So I'm sure as we're walking around our neighborhood with Wanda, the crows are out there and maybe they're saying, oh yeah, that's, you know, that's Wendy and Robert. They, you know, feed us, you know, they feed us those peanuts and bird seeds and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully they do. They're really, really smart. There's a really cute story of a little girl in Europe. And she that's what she was doing every morning on her way to school. She would drop off like peanuts or popcorn or seeds or whatever she had. And the birds got to know her. And they knew where she lived, and they brought her things. And she had this collection. You could Google it and just ask, you know, a girl who got shiny objects from crows. And she collected them like in a little box. And the crows would pick up like little shiny things that they would find, or little you know, shiny rocks, and they would bring it and leave it for her. And it was like really, really a cute thing. And she really cherished these little gifts. And I'll tell my crows every time I go out there, like, where are our gifts? Like, I want some shiny, shiny stuff. So go out there and find some shiny stuff and leave them for us, because like we feed them all year round, right? Well, I put fresh water out every day. We fill the bird feeder. We throw.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang, the executive director of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, is my guest host for the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
I thought I had to quit opioids all on my own, but my doctor set me straight. They told me opioid use disorder is a chronic health condition, just like heart disease or diabetes, that you don't manage with willpower alone. So now I take medications that work to curb the cravings and, when combined with therapy, help me manage my health. I've learned that opioid recovery is possible with courage, support, and meds. Find out how medications can help you too at doseofrealitywi.gov.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.